This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Shelly Forrester. Shelly's a great business person, a great entrepreneur, a great thinker on brands and more. Shelly, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Happy to. Hi, Scott. My name is Shelly Forrester. I'm the founder and CEO of the Forrester Network. The Forrester Network is the boutique consultancy that works with global and specialty brands to help build both their brands and businesses. And Scott, it's great to be speaking with you this morning.
Thank you. And you've worked with some world-class brands. Take a moment and just give the audience a sense of just a couple of the names that you've worked with, if that's okay.
Sure. So most of my work is in the food and beverage space, and three of the clients that immediately come to mind for me are Green Mountain Coffee Roasters and Keurig, Mars, and PepsiCo.
Fantastic. What a great list of brands. When people look on your website, they look at your LinkedIn, they can tell some of the great names you've worked with. Talk to us for a moment about pieces of advice. What are two or three things people should be thinking about in building a brand? What are some thoughts on that?
Sure. So the first thing I would say is know your reason for being. So what's the brand purpose? What does it stand for? What does it mean to people? How are you different? And really, what are you doing for people? Because, you know, for me, business is personal and business is all about the people. So what are we doing for the people that's either making their lives easier, better, happier, safer, more fun, more delicious? Whatever it is, what's that emotional need that we're fulfilling? So that's the first thing. And the second thing I would say is to have a compelling brand story and to activate it at every touch point. I have taken classes in acting and improv, and I think of a brand story very much like that. So who's the character? What's the story? And then there's always a backstory too that people are really interested in. So I'll give you an example. When I was working with Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, they are a specialty coffee brand. And what made them special and gave them a compelling story and was consistent and activated at every touch point was the ingredients, the suppliers that they worked with, the growers, how careful they were, how much Green Mountain cared about their suppliers and their customers and their consumers. So all of that is a brand story, and it needs to be activated at every touch point. So the package, the communication, the advertising, the promotion, who you work with, and consistency delivers a level of trust and connection to people that's really important when you're creating and building a brand.
Well, fantastic. And talk to us for a moment about the two different elements of this. What works in building a brand? What doesn't work? What do you see people that doesn't work? Just again, what works, which might be a follow-on to your first advice, and then what doesn't work?
So I'm going to answer the question like this. First, I'm going to say what doesn't work, and then I'm going to turn it into a how to make it work or what does work. And so one of the things I would say is not knowing the market. So the market is who's out there, who's the target audience, what do people want, what motivates them, what's the need, who's your competition, how can you differentiate yourself from them? So the thing not to do is not know all of that. And the thing to do is actually to know all of that. And whether I'm working with big brands or specialty companies or even friends and colleagues of mine who have left corporate America and started their own entrepreneurial business, I always say go out and be in the world and connect with people. Now, of course, being out in the world today doesn't necessarily mean you're talking to somebody on an airplane, but there are places you could go. You could go for a walk. You could go into a store, of course, with a mission. But observing, listening, reading, I mean, everything that we want to know has already been written, published somewhere, and there are many experts. And so knowing all of those people and connecting, and, you know, branding in business is a collaborative art. So the more people that we know and the more people we're connected to and have relationships with, the better the business and the brand and honestly life are.
Fantastic. And tell us what doesn't work. You're building a brand, you're trying to do something. What doesn't work? What kind of strategy do you see that people you think you look at and say, one, it's not a coordinated strategy, or two, nah, they shouldn't be doing that. What doesn't work in building a brand?
So the first thing is not knowing the market. The second thing is inconsistency. So if you're a specialty brand, but when you deliver your product to me, the package is terrible. It's plastic tape that, you know, looks like somebody didn't spend any time putting on well. It doesn't work. It doesn't deliver on a brand promise. You don't know who your audience is. You've ruined your level of trust because you say you do one thing, but in fact you do something else, or you communicate in a way that isn't consistent with who your brand is or who your customer is and what actually motivates them and who they are. So really knowing, and when I say the market, so much of it is the people. Like, who's the customer? Who are you talking to? What's the need that you're filling for them? And the other thing I'm going to say, because technology is such a big part of everything we do, and of course it's more so now and more accelerated now than ever, is it's about communication and it's about relationship building. It's not about manipulating and it's not about stalking. So it's almost not thinking of the brand as a great person that you want to be and want other people to know.
Fantastic. And you've worked with lots of successful, huge companies and lots of successful entrepreneurs. You've also built your own business. Give us a few thoughts on advice on building a business today, Shelley.
Sure. So I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but the first thing I'm going to say is business is personal. So when you're starting a business, involve people, whether that's your family, your friends, and I don't mean make them customers. I mean, talk to them, get advice, have a board of directors, really tap into people who know something and can help you. The next thing I'm going to say is do it. You know, so many people think about and talk about and ruminate and agonize over, should I start the business or shouldn't I? And I say start it. Maybe you want to start it on a shoestring. Maybe you want to start it in conjunction with somebody else. But at some point, you really need to stop talking and start doing, because that's when you learn. And my husband and I used to own a coffee business, and he used to get up at like 4:30 in the morning and agonize about what was going to happen. Well, those things never happened. All the things he woke up in the middle of the night worrying about. But other things happened. And so we addressed them and we fixed them and we pivoted and the business thrived. The other thing I would say is, because business is personal and it's so much about the entrepreneur, we really need to know our passion and our purpose. So like, what's our vision? And yes, you want to make money and you want to make a profit, but that's not what passion and purpose is about. It's, what do we love? What do we want to stand for? What's our vision? What are we doing to make the world a better place? And work all of those things into the business. And the business, in a way, becomes a vessel that delivers our vision and purpose to the world.
Oh, fantastic. So the first concept that you mentioned is to get started, even if it's on a shoestring. And that, I believe, is so, so important, because in most businesses, you really don't determine what your business is going to look like, particularly startups, until you're into it an iteration or two. And then you really start to figure out the business. But if you don't get started, you can't get to that spot of really figuring it out. Shelley, is that a fair assessment?
That's an absolutely fair statement, yes. And what I started out doing 28 years ago when I started the business is maybe, you know, 40% of what I do now. So it's evolved and I've pivoted because I've kept pace with the market.
And take a moment on the excitement, anxiety, nervousness in starting a business.
Yes, 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 and yes. We have all of that. So, you know, what everybody has something, a technique, a person, a group of people who help them. So whether it's, you know, your morning meditation and journaling, or it's talking to the most positive cheerleader of you that you know, one, I think you need to recognize that this is perfectly normal. Everybody has it. Number two, and I believe this, and I just happened to be watching the Betty White documentary last night, and she said the same thing. That nervousness and that anxiety also fuels us. It's what keeps us going. It's what gets us started. And after a while, we lose it. We put it down, and suddenly we forget that we have that anxiety anymore. Maybe we have other anxiety. But we continue to learn and grow. So recognize that it's very real. Use it, and use techniques that can help you move through it.
Thank you. Shelley, you're a great entrepreneur. I congratulate you on all your success. We can't wait to have you on our podcast again. How can people learn more about you and your company?
I would say the best place to find out more about me and the company and how to reach me, and I invite your listeners to reach out to me, is my company website. It's ForresterNetwork.com.
Well, fantastic. What a pleasure to visit with you again, Shelley Forrester, Forrester Network, a great entrepreneur, a great brand builder. Thank you for joining the Beck Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast this morning. A pleasure to have you on.